This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. David Dreyfuss, a board-certified plastic surgeon from the greater Chicagoland area. He is a leading plastic surgeon in the area with more than 25 years of experience and specializing in breast implants and aesthetic breast surgery. Dr. Dreyfuss started his practice with the commitment to high-quality surgical care, personalized service, and beautiful aesthetic results, and continues that idea every day at Dreyfuss and Gelman Plastic Surgery. Dr. Dreyfuss, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
For starters, Dr. Dreyfuss, what are the different types of breast implants and how do patients know which implants are best for them?
Well, it's an individual type thing with each patient. There's mainly three types of implants. There's saline-filled implants, which are a silicone bag which has saline inside, a silicone gel implant, a cohesive implant, which is probably used by about 95% of women, is the most common, obviously. And then there's the highly cohesive or form-stable implant, which is a newer style implant to technically create a more natural-shaped breast. Now, the saline is most commonly used in younger women, is the FDA prefers that we only use the saline in women under 22. So anyone over 22 or with mainly specific needs may have a gel implant. So,
what are the different incisions and which ones leave minimal scars?
Well, the three common incisions for breast implant surgery are a small incision right at the crease or the base of the breast, a small half circle type incision around the areola or the colored portion of the nipple, or also a small incision in the armpit. Doctors' preferences tend to run from all three. Patients have specific desires for where they want the incision located, and working with your doctor, each one actually can leave a very minimal scar. In the majority of cases, those incisions are only about 3.5 centimeters or just over an inch in size. And with some of the new highly cohesive implants, those incisions can be a little bit larger, a little bit closer to 2 inches, just because it requires a slightly different incision to place those. But again, they do heal with very fine line, nice scarring, very minimally visible.
Dr. Dreyfuss, do breast implants affect one's ability to have kids and breastfeed?
Well, it certainly doesn't affect the ability to have kids. It should not affect the body in any way in that aspect. If a woman had the ability to breastfeed before the implants, then it should not affect their ability afterwards. The one thing that women do have to remember is with pregnancy and nursing, the breasts do enlarge. And if the breast is already enlarged from a breast implant, it's going to enlarge even more, obviously, with pregnancy and nursing. But we have thousands of patients who have had augmentation breast implants done and have had children following their breast augmentation and have been able to nurse successfully. So that has not been a problem. And also, there was some literature many years ago that there were concerns about breastfeeding with implants, and there has been no evidence that there's any danger to the child when you are breastfeeding and implants are in place. So it's a nice safety issue that women don't need to worry about.
Today we are with Dr. David Dreyfuss, a board-certified plastic surgeon from the greater Chicagoland area specializing in breast implants and aesthetic breast surgery at Dreyfuss and Gelman Plastic Surgery here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How long do breast implants last, and is implant replacement required every 10 to 15 years?
They really should last almost a lifetime. Obviously, there is a failure rate in the implants. The saline implants have about a 1% per year failure rate, which means obviously over 10 years, at least 10% of women will have to have them replaced. The gel implant failure rate or replacement rate is significantly lower, probably 1% to 2% over 10 years. Does that mean at 10 years you should have your implants replaced? I know that sort of seems to be out there, and women ask us that all the time. The bottom line is if there is not a problem with the implant, There is no reason that it should be replaced. You should have the implants evaluated on a regular basis, either with the woman's primary doctor, OBGYN, or even going back to the plastic surgeon on a yearly basis for an exam. And on the gel implants, it is recommended that at 3 to 5 years, an MRI is performed to evaluate not only the breast tissue, but the breast implant. It's the best diagnostic tool out there for evaluating the implant for any abnormalities or ruptures that may not have been apparent by feel or touching the implant or touching the breast, or even any shape changes that aren't appreciated. So it is a good idea to keep a regular evaluation, but they don't have to be replaced at 10 years.
Lastly, what is the recovery time like, and how long should a patient wait before shopping for bras?
The recovery time is for full getting back to upper body weightlifting and full bore exercises, probably about 3 or 4 weeks after surgery. But very commonly, patients will get back to work within 2 days of surgery into a desk-type job or a lighter activity-type job. In our practice, we recommend that the patient wear a sports bra in that first 3 to 4 weeks and not go out and do bra shopping. Let everything settle into place, a lot of the swelling go away, so at 3 or 4 weeks they have a very good appreciation as to the exact final size such that they can purchase bras and some other clothing. We do, as I said, limit their going to the gym in that first 3 or 4 weeks and heavy lifting, but most people are back to daily lifestyle activities within a matter of days. We also use a time-release pain medication that is injected at the time of surgery, which dramatically helps with the pain postoperatively and allows patients to regain sort of normal activity within a matter of relatively short course of time, within a couple of days, which is very helpful for them. They're not taking a week or two off of work or out of total activity.
Certainly, I'm sure that's a big help there. Before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Dreyfus and Gelman plastic surgery and to be in potential contact with you as well online?
Well, our practice is located in both the southwest suburbs of Chicago and in northwest Indiana. Our phone number is 815-806-9400. Our location in southwest Illinois is Orland Park, Illinois, and in northwest Indiana is Munster. And they certainly can get a lot of information about our practice and even try and schedule an appointment through our website, which is dgplasticsurgery.com. And our office staff will try and get back to you right away if there's a contact, and certainly make arrangements to not only get you in for an appointment, but at the very minimum, answer the questions that you might have about breast surgery or any type of plastic surgery or non-invasive cosmetic procedure.
Dr. Dreyfus, thanks for your time, and also thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. David Dreyfus, a board-certified plastic surgeon from the greater Chicagoland area, specializing in breast implants and aesthetic breast surgery at Dreyfus and Gelman Plastic Surgery. And once again, the website of reference is dgplasticsurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.